2 months after the wedding, Leopold I, who had little faith in his son-in-law's talents, asked Franz Joseph to find a good position for the young Archduke. And the Emperor of Austria, who also had little trust in his brother's political abilities, reluctantly agreed. The couple traveled to the Austrian territory Lombardy-Venetia, to the capital, Milan. At first, Carlotta thought it would become her home, but she soon realized she had no choice but to learn to be bored gracefully. They weren't wanted there. The kingdom had Austrian sovereignty, but an Italian soul, and the people made it clear they weren't welcome. In the streets, they heard shouts of, "Non siete nessuno," you are nothing, to humiliate them by emphasizing that they held no sway there. Va pensiero, the chorus of a Verdi opera heavy with the composer's immense sorrow of losing his wife and 2 children, was in fashion. The Italians adopted it as their anthem, an anthem that echoed in their hearts, demanding sovereignty. Oh, my homeland, so beautiful and lost. Though Maximilian was open to liberal ideas and was, to some extent, charismatic, he was universally disliked. The Italians saw him as a representative of a foreign occupying force, and the Austrians thought he was too tolerant of nationalist ideas. Carlotta could see his face drop every time he received a letter from Franz Joseph. She didn't trouble him with questions to which she already knew the answer. But like a mischievous little girl, when he left her alone in the palace for days, she took the correspondence from his drawer and read it. With a violent hand, the Austrian sovereign, her husband's elder brother, wrote things like, "I cannot expect you to agree with my decisions, but our opponents must not be emboldened by the idea that you are on their side." Carlotta knew Maximilian didn't care about that. He didn't care if he became separated from a regime that he considered indolent. He didn't care about much other than the restoration of the royal villa of Monza, some miles from Milan. Maximilian enjoyed the pomp of courts and wanted to recreate his own in the 17th century style. He amused himself picking out curved swords for the guards and period livery for the footmen. He wanted Moorish pages and for dinner to be served by black servants while an orchestra played.